Exercise 1, page 66.
Russian folk cures. It's perhaps no surprise that Russia has a huge variety of centuries-old folk cures. As the world's biggest country, it has a rich diversity of people that relied on traditional treatments and remedies long before a state health system was set up. Did your parents ever put garlic in your pocket when you were a child to protect you against a flu epidemic? Garlic has been considered to be a miracle cure for many ailments for hundreds of years. Eaten regularly, it can boost the immune system, which protects the body against disease. It is even believed that chopped garlic can kill germs when it is left on a plate. For cold and flu symptoms, and even a bad cough, try gorchichniki. These mustard plasters, small pieces of paper covered with mustard flour, are soaked in warm water and then placed on a patient's back or front. After about 10 or 20 minutes, the patient goes straight to bed. Widely available at pharmacies, they bring the blood to the surface of the skin and heat up the patient. Many people swear by this remedy. Did you know that there are over 3,000 herbs with healing properties in Russia? Gargling with chamomile, a well-known antiseptic, can help a throat infection. Unbelievably, St. John's wort is said to be the cure for 99 illnesses, and marigolds are excellent for skin allergies. They can even be added to children's baths to soothe sore skin. A more unusual cure is mumiyo, a tar-like substance that grows in the cracks between rocks. This is another all-purpose remedy that can help with problems such as headaches, ulcers, and pain and stress relief. Laboratory tests have even suggested that it can slow down both the mental and physical effects of aging. People usually try to avoid stinging nettles in the wild, but they are fantastically tasty made into a soup and great for stopping bleeding from cuts and nosebleeds. Stinging nettles contain vitamins A, C, D, and K, as well as being rich in iron, calcium, and potassium. They can be used as a mouthwash to get rid of bacteria in the mouth or throat, and some people believe it can encourage stronger hair when it's boiled down and put on the scalp. Last but not least, the traditional banya, a steam bathhouse, has undoubted health benefits. Unlike the Finnish sauna, which may be hotter but has a dry heat, the Russian version is cooler with a wet, moist heat. A banya session ends with a vigorous beating with pine or birch branches called veniki. The heat opens the pores and relaxes the muscles, while veniki improves the circulation like a good massage. For best results, if you dare, go from the heat of a winter banya into the cold of the snow or a freezing river.